So let me ask you a question. I want you to think for a second. Let's say all the power goes out right now. You guys know what an EMP is? Electromagnetic pulse. Takes out everything. What's that? Let's say something like that hits right now, right? All the power's out. But let's say it's not just here. Let's say it's everywhere, the whole planet. Everything goes out. All of a sudden, we're back to the Wild Wild West, right? Nothing works. How do you think everybody would deal with that? You think it would?
Going crazy.
You think people? Yeah.
Running around.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, we'd be in the pitch black right now, so completely dark. In this particular moment, but even on a grander scale, all the power goes out, everything, your phones stop working, everything stops working. That would be crazy. That would be weird. And you think about how everybody else would deal with it, but I want you to think for a second for you personally, how would you personally deal with that? What would that do to you? Because we are so dependent on power. We are so dependent on power. It's not even funny, but there's an entire group of people. There's an entire group who have no idea what it's like to really be connected, to really have the kind of power that matters. And that would obviously be the power of God, is what I'm talking about here. But what I want to talk about when it comes to the power of God, I want to talk about it over the next few weeks from a perspective of letting that spread to those around you. And I really hope and honestly have been praying about this week for you guys to really understand this lack of power that we have, that some people have, that those that are around you have, and to let a revolution begin within yourself, to let that power spread. To let that power spread, because we are dependent on power. And when it comes to the kind of power that we're talking about, when it comes to, when it comes to like our phones working, our iPads working, these lights working, these TVs working, all of that stuff, we're very dependent on those things. But that dependency can drive us to some funny stuff. I remember knocking out the power when we were in Ireland. For those of you that were there, you guys remember that the last night? It was the very last night. And let me tell you why I knocked out. It's not like I intentionally did it. I didn't intentionally do it. So I was staying underneath, and just about everybody else was on like the floor above me, and everybody was like, "Jay, it's our last day. Can you charge our phones?" Right? Because nobody's phones really worked over there. A few of yours did, but for the most part. Many of your phones didn't work, and so I had everybody's phones, and they're like, "Hey, we're going to Dublin the next day. Can you make sure our phones charge?" So I have this power strip, and the power's different over there. The way the stuff's plugged in and everything, it's not just outlets like ours. They're big and weird, and different voltages and all this stuff. Well, apparently the power strip that I have over there was not right, because I plug it in and like smoke's coming out of this thing, and all the power upstairs, like you can hear everybody go, "What the heck?" You know what I mean? Like from like up above and all that. And I'm like, Mike Dean's going to kill me. I was mostly worried about what Mike was going to do to me. But all the power was out. And it's funny because you don't realize of course, it was late at night, and it was actually everybody was kind of fine. But I didn't really get to charge everybody's phones. And oh, man, you know, everybody's upset and those kinds of things. And it's funny because everybody really wanted their phone back, because we're all dependent on those kinds of devices. And we also don't really know what it's like to be without them. If you think about it, your generation is a generation that doesn't know life without cell phones. You just don't. I didn't get my first cell. This isn't like an old guy story here for a second, but I didn't get my first cell phone until I was out of high school. And it's just because we couldn't afford them and all that kind of stuff. And that's when they started becoming prevalent. And the way that technology increases now is just exponential. So you've got You know, within like 5 years of that, everybody had cell phones, and now we're where we're at now. And we're all dependent on those things, but like, you guys know what it's like to have a phone at all times. You don't know, really. You really don't know what a world without cell phones is like, because you've never been in it. You've never had to. It's not your fault. It just is what it is. I remember our internet going out about a month or so ago, because all we do is online streaming at home. And so my internet was out, and we're trying to watch a Tribe game, and it's just like spinning, and I'm like, come on, and I'm like resetting the router and all this stuff, because like, we're so dependent on wanting the internet, and you kind of take a step back for a minute, and you're like, what in the world am I doing here? We are dependent on those kinds of things, or at least we act that way. But on a deeper level, we are dependent on the power of God. But we don't totally, I think, understand, let yet utilize the power of God the way that we should. And there are so many people that you guys come in contact with, that I come in contact with, that are content in the darkness. Because if you run into somebody that has never had a cell phone, doesn't know what life is like with a cell phone, they're good where they're at. They're fine. They're like, I don't know what I'm missing. You know what I'm saying? They're not like, boy, that would change my life forever. They have no clue, because they don't know what they're missing. And there are many people, you could call that being content in the darkness, if you will, but there are many people that are content in the darkness when it comes to the power of God, not realizing how much of a difference it would make in their life to have the power of God. It would be really easy for you guys to evangelize somebody into getting a cell phone. It would, because you guys could tell everybody all about all of the perks and benefits of it and all of those things, because you know, right? You know. Turn to Luke chapter 9 if you got your Bibles, your Bible apps. You're following along here. I'm going to read you guys a story that you may have not read in its entirety. You may have heard of it. I'm sure majority of you have probably heard of this story if you haven't read it before, because it's, you know, it's been used in pop culture and all kinds of stuff, but it's the feeding of the 5,000. It's where Jesus feeds a whole lot of people. And I want to read this to you, and then we're going to break it down a little bit, and because I want to talk about the power of God. This is a classic example of the power of God, but there's some things that we can learn from it and glean from it. So check this out. Luke chapter 9, verse 12 through 17, here's what it says. Late in the afternoon, the 12 disciples came to him and said, send the crowds away to the nearby villages and farms so they can find food and lodging for the night. There's nothing to eat here in this remote place. And Jesus said to them, you feed them. But we only have 5 loaves and bread and 2 fish. And they answered, or are you expecting us to go and buy enough food for the whole crowd? For there were about 5,000 men there. Which, by the way, if you multiply that out, because that's just counting the men, more than likely there were wives and children. So you can, you know, grow that number probably by double. Jesus replied to them, tell them to sit down in groups of about 50 each. So the people all sat down. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterwards the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. 12 baskets of leftovers. Good grief. Feeding of the 5,000, I want you to notice something right off the bat. Before Jesus feeds everybody, he breaks the bread. He breaks it, he blesses it, and then passes it out. And then by the power of God, it was multiplied. And it met the needs of all the people that were there. And then some. Overflowing to the point where there were 12 full baskets left. 12 full baskets left, but it was broken first. And this is the analogy I want you to look at here for a second. It had to be broken first for God's power to really multiply it. Sometimes we need to be broken first. It's not always fun. In fact, it rarely is, if ever. But this small offering that was given from a humble place could be used by the Holy Spirit and by God way beyond what it normally could, because it was broken first and then it was poured out. It was broken first and then poured out, and it flowed, the overflow of that was more than the disciples thought could be even possible to happen. way more. Jesus always does way more than we ask. We just don't always see it because we don't always have the perspective of God. We may be thinking that he's not showing up. We may be thinking that, boy, things aren't really moving the way I want. We talked about that over the last 3 weeks on the last series that we talked about having faith in the unseen when it seems like God's not doing anything. I mean, you could see that in the disciples who went up to Jesus and said, what are we supposed to do here? What are we doing here? And even in some ways, depending on how you want to read it, almost kind of talk back to him. Like, you know, what do we do? Just go to the store and get Happy Meals for all these people? You know? The thing is, people do not need our human wisdom. They need the power of God, and they need God's wisdom. The people around us don't need our skills. They need the skills of God. They need the power of God. They don't need your words. Look at me. Hear that one. They don't need your words. They need the words of God. They need God's words through you. They don't need your strength. They need the strength of God. They need the power of God. We have to be willing to be broken first so that the power of God can be used through us. See, it's the power of God through us that makes the difference. Disciples didn't tell the hungry people to just go get a burger. They kind of wanted to, I think, right at the beginning. You know, just use a dollar menu, peeps. It's fine. You know, like that's not what they did. You know, go get a hotel. We'll figure it out. Get hotels.com. But they weren't sure what to do, so they went to Jesus. Notice that. They didn't know what to do here. So what was the first thing that they did? Granted, they didn't have the right perspective at first, but at least they knew to go to Jesus. They went to him first. So let me ask you this. Let's bring this practically to you for a second. When people come to you, and they come to you for help with tough situations, they come to you for help with tough questions, do you just tell them, call the church, text Jay? That may not always be the worst answer, but do you just always default to like, I don't know, I can't help you? See, sometimes the problem is that we don't think we have much to offer. We don't think we have much to offer. But let me tell you, you have so much to offer. You have so much to offer. Or God wouldn't have put you in that position. God maybe wouldn't have put you in a place for his power to be used through you. So don't sell yourself short. I'm sure the person that, you know, the kid that brought those, you know, wheat thins and a can of sardines up to the disciples were like, what's going to happen with this? But this is what I got. So do what you can do. But when those people come to you, when those situations come to you, what did Jesus say to the disciples first? If you look back at that passage, he said three words. You feed them. He put it right back on them. Because the power of God through them can make such a difference. And we don't always totally understand everything that's going on, and we don't have the resources necessarily of God. Sometimes we don't have all the things that he has, but are we willing? Are we willing to put what we have in God's hands and say, okay, God, here's what I got. And watch him just touch somebody's life in such a deep way that there's no other way to explain it other than just the power of God. Guys, I've seen it. I've seen it through some of you. I've seen you guys be in a place to be able to be used in that regard. But I also know that you can probably think of some times when you didn't and your default was just, We all do that. We're human. We all do that at times. But I want to encourage you to not be content in the darkness, because we can be. We all very much can be content in the darkness. Like I said, if you didn't know what it was like to have electricity, somebody telling you how much power, you know, having electricity would make a difference to you wouldn't really matter, because you don't get it. You don't understand it. You'd have no concept of how much better your life would be. You would be content in the darkness. I want to challenge you, almost dare you tonight, to start the revolution to help people find the power that they don't even realize they need. That's the thing. There are people around you that you come in contact with, friends at school, and maybe even some of you here. You don't even realize how much you need the power of God. Because you might be content in the darkness. The people that are around you potentially don't even realize how much they need the power of God because they're just content where they are. How are they going to know? Here's a question for you to think about for a second. How are they going to know how much that will make a difference in their life? Not just by saying, I don't know, not my problem. How will they know? Maybe through you. Maybe through your example. Maybe through them seeing the power of God making a difference in your life. That could be the best example they've ever seen, and it might be the only example they ever see. I know that may feel like a lot of weight, but it's also what we're called to do. We're called to use the power of God. 12 baskets were left. This isn't a trick question. How many disciples? 12, right? Think that was a coincidence? No, not with Jesus. No way. There's a lesson right there. You might think that you're in over your head. You might think you can't handle it. You might think you don't have the resources. You might think you don't have the ability. You might think you're worthless and not able to do anything here in this situation. But if you take what you have, you put it in the hands of Jesus, and you trust him. You let him break it and bless it, and you just wait and see what he does. And there were 12 baskets left over. You will get an entire basket to yourself. All the disciples each got their own basket to themselves. You wait and see what happens when you use the power of God. So my connection point for the night, it's pretty simple. The darker the night, the brighter the light. There is an opportunity that you have, that we all have, because we live in a world that has gone dark. We live in a world that has gone very dark. And the power of God in you is the light. That is the light. Listen, the church back in the day, you know when they had the most success was when the persecution was the highest, when it was the toughest, is when the power of God showed up the biggest. You might think you're in a hopeless situation right now. You might think you're in a circumstance that you have no idea what you're going to do. You might think, I have nothing to bring to this. But you drop that in the hands of God. You put that at the feet of Jesus. Let him take the ball and run. You see what happens there. Start the revolution. Start the revolution not only to reach your friends, because that is what we're called to do. All of us have a friend, have somebody that we know that needs the power of God. And maybe, just maybe, you're in a place of brokenness so that he can multiply and bless. And if you're not, I want to encourage you to open your heart to that possibility. Maybe God needs to break you. Maybe that's what's going on right now in your life. Maybe it's him breaking you down a little bit so that the power of God has room to work. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, maybe you don't know for sure that you have a relationship with him, and that if something were to happen to you right now, tonight, not just the power would go out, but everything would go out, and that you would wake up in heaven with him. If you're not 100% sure of that, I'd love to talk to you tonight, answer questions about that tonight. God created us to be with him, and it's our sin that separates us from him. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, he paid the penalty for you and for me, and everyone that puts their faith and trust in him has eternal life. Everyone. It's not limited It's available for everyone, and that eternal life can start now. Start right here, right now. And if that's you, if you want to know more about that, you want to have a conversation about that, would you be willing to just look me right in the eye? Nobody else will see that. Just be me and you. I also wonder if there'd be anybody here that'd be willing to say, yeah, just, I need prayer. I need prayer for something going on. Would you just be willing to just slip your hand up real quick? Nobody will see it, just me and God. I'm going to pray for you guys. Yep, gotcha. Jesus, I love you, Lord. I thank you for the great night you've given us. I thank you for the fun that we've had. I thank you for the safety that we've had. And Lord, I thank you most of all for your word, and I thank you for the power of God that you choose to use through us. God, I thank you that you choose to use us to reach people. And God, I pray that the revolution would start right here, right now, in each one of us. Lord, we need you. We need your power, because we're all sinners. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. We don't get it right. Lord, we need you. So Father, I pray all of us would be in a place being willing to be used by you, that we would have our eyes open to those around us that have no idea how much they even need your power. Lord, and to understand that when we're having conversations, and hopefully to have conversations. I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that before Sunday, that each of us would maybe have a divine appointment. Lord, a conversation that you lined up just for each one of us to tell somebody about you. Lord, use us. May not feel like we'll have the right words to say or whatever, but God, it's not us, it's you through us. So Lord, I pray that that would happen this week. If there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, Jesus, I pray that they would have the boldness, the courage, come up and talk to one of us, maybe talk to the friend that they came with or someone near them and just let them know that they want to know more and to have them come talk to me or one of the other leaders around here. Lord, we'd love nothing more than for someone to claim heaven as their home before they walk out of here tonight. Lord, you say that your word says it, that there's a party in heaven every time one sinner comes to repentance, even just one. So Lord, I pray that there might be a party tonight. Lord, thank you for the food that we're gonna have. Thank you for the great time. We love you in Jesus' name, amen.